Yeah, great day to practice. Good football day for everybody. Got a chance to get outside there. We got a little bit of work done. And with that, I'll open it up.
51 points.
There's a pit right here. It's called an embarrassing pit. We feel terrible about that. And looking to get it corrected.
What was the major issue?
Sometimes when it rains, it pours and starts snowballing. And we're trying to pat some things together because of the injuries and whatnot, but that's no excuse. I mean, we just need to play fast. You know, I think the guys will tell you that.
I thought so.
I mean, you can pick out a play here and there, and we track loafs all the time. And we have never gone through a game and not had a couple. We do have some guys out there with some injuries, and at times I think they're trying to save themselves. I don't think that's the right thing to do, but that might happen.
Coach McAdoo was saying how important it was to immediately take a look at the film. What was the mood like? What was the atmosphere like when you guys reviewed the film in the defensive rooms?
I would, and we do it on Tuesday. We don't do it on Monday. I said this to the guys the other day. So the coaches get a chance to look at it on Monday. They get a chance to digest it. It's 48 hours or 36 hours before we watch it with them. So by then, I'm a little bit more relaxed. Have accepted and kind of moved on. They're still at the point where they want to watch a little bit, which is a good thing. This was a tougher film session than most, mainly because of the result, the way we all felt. But we grinded through. We watched about what I thought were the 15 key plays together. I made my comments and my issues. The players, I had them do theirs, and then I wanted the assistants to detail their position with their particular players, which they did. And then we usually come back on that day, Tuesday, and then kind of sum it all up and move on to the next game, which we did. We moved on to San Francisco.
Ben said he told the coaches to simplify things.
We're always doing that. Things don't go good, you know. We can find all kinds of excuses. I mean, we're always doing that. We'll continue to do it. We're just going to try to find the things that work for us. You know, knowing that we have different people in there. Last year was a... We all know how blessed we were last year to stay as healthy as we were, because if we start adding pieces, and this year's a little bit different. So we'll go forward accordingly.
Spags,
guys count loafs. Is that something that you
have always done that.
Okay, but
forever.
Was that, did you notice that last year that there were loafs
in
the
students
too?
They're in everything. Now when I say loaf, we're hard on the guys. You know what I mean? So when it's not full speed, we call them a loaf. That doesn't mean the guy's walking.
What do you look for?
When you guys burst into the ball?
Spags, there was a player quoted anonymously saying that he feels you are panicking in games and is blaming your calls for some of the things happening on defense. It was an anonymous player.
I don't know anonymous.
I'm just asking you.
I don't know.
Does that trouble you at all, though, that a player would...
No. We just got to move on. I can't even worry about that.
So you don't address that with
it's
the
anonymous,
team?
Anonymous, right? Is that true? Was it anonymous?
Yes.
So we don't know what anonymous. We don't know if it was made up. We don't know if it was actually said. Would that be true? So I'm not gonna comment.
All right.
Any football questions?
Yeah, I got one more thing. Quarterback. A lot of teams feel like quarterback has got you guys on the heels.
Yeah.
You're going against a rookie this week, and talking about it.
Hey, he's a pretty little player. Kyle does some really good things with him. And we got the other thing we got to think about is if it's a different quarterback. So we got a couple of things going on.
But does it allow you to do some different things when you're going against a player? Because you did it against Simeon with the Broncos in game one, but it seemed like you were able to kind of attack, where some of the games were lost.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to interpret on the heels thing. I don't know whether...
You face a lot of quarterbacks this year that have attacked you down the field and made big plays down the field.
Yeah.
The 49ers, they've attempted the most pass and
right.
Down
the
six
touchdowns. Yeah, we go in every game thinking teams have packed down the field. I mean, because they're pros too, right? So we're not going to go in there thinking that they can't. And run against Kyle Shanahan's offense before, and that's kind of one of their staple things, block it up, catch it, throw it downfield. They've had a couple that they just missed. So we're not going to treat it any differently. We've got to be saying that.